teaching and learning should bring joy.
When they're really, really excited about something, you grab that and you go with it.
I was given the opportunity to teach a class of first graders, and from that day, I was hooked.
You could see the change that you can affect on kids.
I really was just passionate about making a difference through teaching.
I think you see kids and you form relationships in a way that probably nobody else ever does.
The students will enjoy what they're doing, and in the process, they learn.
You know, kids don't learn from people they don't like.
And as part of our My Favourite Teacher series, which is going off, I have to say, we have been hunting down, in a good way, some of the teachers that you have nominated, teachers who left an impression on you. And this morning we are reuniting a student and a teacher who first found each other in the same classroom at Angle Park Girls Technical High School in Adelaide. The year was 1968. We're approaching half a century from that now. Cheryl Zucker was a Year 8 student. Margaret Worth was her homeroom and art teacher. And they join us on the line. Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, Cheryl.
Well, good morning, Natasha.
Yes, good morning, Natasha. Good morning.
It's amazing to have you both on the program. Margaret, congratulations on being nominated in our My Favourite Teacher project. How does it feel?
Thank you. It feels wonderful. I'm delighted to have gotten that gift back from a student so long ago.
All those years ago, and in fact, as we'll hear, you were only in teaching for 3 years. You went on to become an artist and a sculptor. Cheryl, why did you nominate Margaret? Take us back to your Year 8 self in 1968. What was going on for you in Angle Park and at Angle Park Girls?
Well, Angle Park Girls High School was right smack bang in the middle of the western suburbs, so it was public housing, housing commission area, probably a very poor, you would say, poor socio-economic background. The school itself was plonked in the middle of a fairly barren landscape, so there wasn't a lot to commend us for the school. And we found ourselves these sort of fresh-faced, nervous young girls on the first day of our classroom, meeting our home group class teacher. And right from the beginning, Margaret, well, I'll call her Miss Worth for the time being, Miss Worth sort of stamped her mark on the class, because I remember she went to the blackboard and she wrote down, "This is my name, Miss Margaret Worth." Now, this was radical, having a teacher reveal their first name. And she then went on to explain, "I'm telling you my first name because I've had students who've gone to great lengths to find out my first name, but you will be calling me Miss Worth."
Right. A little informal, but not too informal.
Well, that's right. We were privy to some really special information, but at the same time, a boundary had been established by Miss Worth.
But Cheryl, what you said and what really struck us was that she treated us girls from very poor socioeconomic backgrounds with real dignity. She made us feel special. She made us feel like decent young ladies.
That's absolutely it. As the days and weeks went by and this relationship of mutual respect grew, I would definitely say that the word I would apply to Miss Worth was dignity. She dignified us. She treated us as young ladies. We weren't this, you know, sort of rat bag bunch of girls. But she treated us with great respect and sort of set a tone that we were going to live up to this, I guess an expectation, but even it wasn't quite that strong. It was just implied through her respect that you're young ladies and I'm going to treat you that way and you're going to act that way.
Well, Miss Worth, Margaret Worth, is that how you felt at the front of a classroom in 1968? Was there a principle that was important to you at the front of that homeroom or that art class that you were teaching?
Look, until Cheryl raised that point, I can't say that I went in aware that I had a cause to fight for. But what I was aware of when I, in becoming a teacher, was But I was a student, when I went through school, I was always in trouble. I was always doing the wrong thing or breaking rules, and labelled for that and kind of and treated accordingly. And in spite of the fact that I loved learning, I was on the wrong end of the wrong end of the learning process somehow. I went into teaching because I loved learning, and I believe that I wanted to be the teacher that I would have loved to have had.
And it sounds like, in some sense, you became that. But you didn't. Do you remember Cheryl, by the way?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Nearly 50 years ago.
She was the top student in the A grade. And more than that, it was that her, she was very bright and quick on the uptake and had a gorgeous smile.
Cheryl, it must be quite surreal hearing your former Year 8 teacher remember you in this way.
Oh, look, it's extraordinary, but I must just confess that I finally plucked up the courage 2 years ago to track Margaret down, and by this time I was able to call her Margaret, and emailed her and thanked her. It had been long overdue. It was something I had wanted to do for a long time.
What happened in your life, Cheryl, after that classroom? How did the encouragement, the respect that Margaret imbued in you kind of transport you into the next phase of your life?
Well, I mean, I then continued another 3 years of education at that school, and I did a commercial stream, so I came out as a secretary, and went on to work in some pretty interesting jobs, including radio broadcasting and politics and travel and the wine industry. And back in my day, you could get any job that you wanted, it seemed. But I would say that I've had people, I guess, who've said to me that I dignify them. And I think this whole notion of respect and treating people as we would want to be treated ourselves, I hope, has stood me in good stead, and it's sort of been the hallmark of my connection with people.
It's very special to hear that. Margaret, you in fact only spent 3 years as a teacher, so Cheryl was lucky to get you.
Years at high school level.
So, okay, and then but you took yourself off to New York and became a sculptor.
Well, I took myself off to New York to learn some more. I went back to being a student. I was very conscious of wanting to go a lot further in any field but my chosen field of work, and that I strongly felt I didn't know enough yet. So I went off to be a student, and when I completed the formal level of study in New York, I was fortunate enough finally to get into Columbia University. I then went back to teaching, but this time I was teaching at tertiary level, and I was teaching art.
But also became a notable artist yourself.
Yes, that happened along the way. It's taken a long time.
Stuff does, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it did in my case, and I think it does for many others too, yes.
What did teaching bring to you in your life, do you think?
Self-awareness. When you need to speak speak with other people and exchange understanding, knowledge and information, I guess you first, I first reached an understanding of why whatever I was giving, talking, telling, doing was important to me. And it was only when I understood that I could then do a better job at sharing it with other people.
So relevant to so many parts of our life, isn't it? Finding that connection.
Yeah.
Any tips for starting out teachers, Margaret, as a seasoned educator yourself?
What was the question, Natasha?
Any tips for starting out teachers?
I think it's really important to love what you're doing. The people that have had the greatest effect on me, and it's not necessarily because of the subject or the content of what they were about, they were passionate about their thing. And I can be fascinated by it, and I can learn from anybody who's passionate about their activity.
It's an enduring theme in this series. Cheryl Zucker, did you take that passion from school into life?
Yes, I did actually. I was involved in a lot of community events. I seem to have a bit of a flair for putting on community events and festivals. I was somewhat entrepreneurial. I showed signs of that at high school. I used to write plays and put on plays. But later on, I lived in a town called Gawler in South Australia and put on lots of events. And that certainly carried through.
Look, it's wonderful to have you both on the show. Cheryl, thank you for nominating Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for allowing us to chase you down. And congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. And wonderful. Thank you, Cheryl, especially.
My pleasure.
Cheryl Zucker, former Year 8 student in 1968 of Margaret Worth, artist, teacher.